Hello, thanks for joining us for episode 6 of Your Body Advocate. Today we're going to talk about how we can find God in our body. Let's take a deep breath to relax. Ready? All right, let's go.
You're listening to Your Body Advocate, telling your body's side of the story. The podcast dedicated to supporting and improving your body-mind connection so you can live a pain-free, passion-filled life, dissolving one body tension at a time. Discover the healing properties of your own body language, and together, let's explore ways to support and improve essential self-talk. Now, here's your host, Master of Encouragement and Body-Mind Life Coach, Ruth Cummings.
Hi, thanks for joining episode 6. Today we're going to talk about how can we find God in our body? I actually get this question quite a bit in my massage office, and I just think it's fascinating. It's one of those things like if you cut open our body, can we find the spirit? And it's really a philosophical question, right? But I get this question quite a bit, especially when people are doubting things in their lives. If they're sad, if they are doubting their purpose or doubting their faith, doubting whether the relationship they're in or the job they're in is really where they should be. And so there's these deep questions that start showing up for people. And one of the questions I get is, where do I find God? Where do I feel God or the Holy Spirit or whatever their religion is? Like, where do they find that feeling, that higher power in their body? And I find this fascinating, and I have some possible ideas for you about how to think about this further. As you start exploring whether you can feel God in your body and where you can, how you can, might ask some questions to help. One of them would be, why are you asking? Has something changed in your life? Has something happened? The next question would be, have you felt God, the higher power, the Holy Spirit in your body before? And another question would be, what expectations do you have, whether you have or haven't in the past? What expectations do you have that you feel like you're missing now? By starting with these questions, you can really help yourself try to figure out what you're asking and why, and try to find some solutions that might satisfy you. Let's look at each of these a little closer to see if we can find some insights for you. So the first question we can explore, whether you can find God in your body or how to find God in your body, is what has changed in your life? Why are you asking? So it might be really obvious. If there was a death in your family, or you're going through a divorce, you don't like your job. If there's something really obvious like that, then you can really put those two together and notice that you are asking because something has really shifted for you. When things shift in our life really, really intensely, that's like we're not grounded as we once were, or we start to question our lives in many ways. Our body really feels that. Sometimes it's in low back pain. Sometimes you can't digest food as well. And just because, like, you can't digest what's happening right now, it's the same concept where your body slows down with those types of feelings. And of course, it's obvious when you have one of your family members pass away, or you're going through a big change in your life, then we start to question that, and our body also starts to question. It starts to shift in different ways. Really interesting, because the sacrum actually changes position. It can actually move down, sideways, up, according to something that's happened in our lives, and I think that's really fascinating. So when something changes, what we're looking for is grounding. And look for the podcast dedicated to grounding very soon, because we can give you some insights on how to help yourself ground your body, and then so you can ground your thoughts and ground your spirit and try to put everything together. I think that we are already connected to the higher power, to God, to the universe, when we come into the world, and it's very natural. It doesn't feel off because we already feel connected. And then as we grow and as things happen to us, traumas happen, illness happens, injuries happens, other things like that, then we sometimes lose that connection with the higher power, with God, and that's when we start questioning things more. And I get it in my office as a massage therapist because people feel it, they feel it go away, but they don't understand why, and maybe didn't really understand what they were feeling in the first place. If someone is not brought up in a religious home or has prayer and talking to God on a normal basis, then it's really something that they struggle with and they try to find the answers. And sometimes people start going to church because of this, or they, buy a Bible, or they go to see a rabbi, different whatever culture they're living in, they start to seek that out. And that's why that happens, is because their grounding is missing, something's missing, and that connection with a higher power, which once was there, is now missing, and so they're looking for that. So we can look for it in our body and really create this type of grounding so you can answer these questions about, is God in my body? How do I feel God in my body? Those questions, by grounding your life, grounding your spirit, just grounding your daily life in general. And so there's some great ideas on that podcast. But maybe you haven't had a big shift in your life. So if that's happening, then I would offer you to actually look at something that has shifted for you. Are you maybe able to look at your life and heal your life in a different manner? And sometimes our life gets worse because we have the strength to make it better. And we have the support structure. We have the job we want. We have the things that we want. And so our spirit and our body says to you, hey, we're ready to start healing deeper, really, really healing, looking at some things that we were afraid to look at before. And so one of the things that I think would help is if we looked for and strengthened our relationship with the higher power. And so that conversation starts in the body, and finally the mind is kind of behind the conversation and is brought in later, and then it starts being brought out to the world to people like me, massage therapists or other people that you might be seeing for help. So I would take this as a wonderful opportunity and a great stepping stone where your body's saying, hey, we feel good. Let's heal. Let's take this time to really look at ourselves. And I would really take that as a very positive thing, and not to be scared of it, not to be worried about it, but to just grab the bulls by the horn and try to be as vulnerable with yourself as possible. Try to be as honest with yourself. If you're seeing a counselor or a doctor or a massage therapist or whomever, be as honest as you can. And try to dig deep, because the deeper you dig and the quicker you do that, the quicker you're going to heal. Another point this brings up for me, and I think it's podcast number 7, is where you want to build your best team of people to help you heal. So your doctors, massage therapists, personal trainers, therapists, different people around your environment that really help you. And if you don't know who those people are, that's a perfect podcast for you, podcast number 7, because I'll give you some ideas of how to build your perfect healing team. Number 2 would be, have you felt God before in your body, or the higher spirit, or your connection with the universe? And this is sometimes harder because you recognize that you did at one point. If you feel like it's missing, then it usually shows you that you have felt it in the past. And sometimes you're aware of that and sometimes you're not. And when this type of person comes in and they're looking for their relationship with God, their faith, and they're questioning that, but nothing big has happened in their lives, and they're just searching for that and they're feeling really sad about it, then this is a little bit more challenging, but it's not impossible. You just have to be courageous to look at your sadness and see if it's connected to anything else, and if God is actually working through you to see your pain in a different manner. And I can see that these types of searches for God in the body are very, very deep. People in recovery or who are suffering with addiction, I see this question with addiction and this type of problem very often, where they're really sad and they can't quite put a finger on it. And they're looking for God and they know they've lost that connection. They feel like they've lost that connection and they can't put their finger on it. So I have some ideas about where to look and how to help this so that you can calm that sadness down and you can start to heal that in a very powerful way. But first, I want to look at number three, which is, what is your expectation about how to feel God in your body? Where is God in your body? Can I feel God in my body? What is your expectation? Because if you have not, or you cannot explain if this has happened to you in the past, or if you've felt this feeling in your body before, then you may have an expectation that's not really realistic, or that it's like set up to fail. And it sets you up to fail. And it sets up this pattern of not being able to create an answer that satisfies you so that you're continuously looking. And so I like to ask, what is your expectation? Because what is feeling God in your body? What does that really mean? And it's subjective. So I can explain it, and 100 people can explain it, and it could be 100 different answers. So to get clear about your expectation and not to have something that just can't be solved, can't be felt, that isn't real, that isn't realistic. And that's a funny way to say that, because what is realistic to you and what's realistic to me can be very different. And I have been spoken to by spirits in my life and felt insane. And I have seen ghosts and I have seen things move in the world where I thought I was insane. So are you looking for something to come to you, like, you know, light coming at you? Or there's different ways that possibly will not work for you or won't happen. And so if your expectation is this huge fanfare of God coming to you, then that might not be realistic. So for me, I have a buzz in my body. Like, I can feel it from sometimes the middle of my body, middle of my chest, sometimes the heart, sometimes lower. And I can feel it buzzing like a warm vibration all the way to the tips of my fingers. I can feel it down my legs and in my ankles and my toes. It's usually after my prayers in the morning. I'm still laying in bed and I can feel it then. I can feel it in different parts of the day, and also there's different places. Chimayo, for example, here in New Mexico, it's a vortex, a spiritual vortex, but that's one of my family's favorite places to go to feel the Holy Spirit. And it's hard for us to explain, right? It's hard to explain to anybody because you have the feeling that you have, and I just want to explain mine. But I just also have heard people explain to me what they're expecting, and I don't know if it's possible. I'm not saying it's impossible, and for sure somebody in the world could have had a huge fanfare of light coming to them or an angel coming to them. I haven't had that experience, and I don't think that's very common. So I just want people to be realistic with how to feel God in their body, where they're going to feel it, and to be happy with something little, something small. A very small feeling in their body can be very powerful, just as powerful as fanfare. What I'm also trying to say is that whatever you feel, you just have to learn to trust it, and don't feel like God isn't with you if it doesn't come as a fanfare or a big flashing light or an angel coming to you. That something little can really make a big difference, and you can see things in the world that come to you at certain times, and you realize that that is God, that is the Holy Spirit talking to you, or the universe talking to you, and it's very unique, and you're just clear, you just know, and that knowing is what I really want to try to help you understand and really get back to. Trusting your own intuition about those types of things that might happen in your life. So the next question I get a lot is where will people feel God in their body? They ask me, where should I look? Where should I, you know, scan and wait for something to show up. And I feel like it's really, truly unique and different for everybody. Oftentimes, it's coming in the middle of your torso, so like the middle of your, like underneath your ribs before your stomach, kind of right there, sometimes right under your throat, sometimes in your stomach, like in your gut area. Sometimes it's around your head. Sometimes there's buzzing in your ears, but it's not painful. You know, it's not like a tinnitus. It's not like ringing in the ears. It's different. So there's different ways that also my heart will double beat, but not in a scary way, kind of in an exciting way. Some other times I have felt like I've been hugged with kind of, it feels warm or like there's a presence near me that's very, very loving and very protective and very supportive, that type of feeling. And I've definitely gotten better at recognizing that through the years. When before, I would just blow it off or I would ignore it and just walk on and truly like cut it off, like not feel it anymore. And I've learned to get better at it and to recognize the difference between something coming from my own self or from a person next to me or possibly a client I'm working on and something coming from the outside. That's been really, really helpful to be able to discern the difference. Sometimes I ask if it's the Holy Spirit or God, or I ask three times. By the third time, if I'm distracted, I will say this a lot. By the third time of asking, if I'm distracted or actually don't get the question out, then I realize it's not from God, from the Holy Spirit, but it's from me or from a client I'm touching or something. And if I get to the third time and it either gets more powerful or more bright or, you know, another heart palpitation, that kind of thing, then I'm clear that that was a communication from God for me. That's how I interpret that. Everybody interprets God differently, and so this is just my story. The thing about being a massage therapist and a lot of other professions where we're with people all day, every day, very close to them, so I'm touching them, you know, for an hour, almost never take my hand off for an hour. The only time I take my hand off is if I feel like I have to protect myself with energy. And that's coming up again. I think that's podcast number 8. So if I have to protect myself from that, it's the only time I take my hands away. And so the professions that are around people all the time, we have, it's like an honor to be able to feel what other people feel. Or if there's an energy that comes into the room for them, then we are privy to that as well. And if we can get good at it, good at feeling that, and good at protecting ourselves if it's not good, and allowing it in if it is, then those are really powerful, very, very humbling experiences. And that's one of the best reasons, I think, to become a therapist, a massage therapist, any other type of profession where you're close to people all day. So the short answer to this is there's no wrong answer, right? You can feel God wherever you can. If you happen to be in New Mexico, I would highly recommend you go to the sanctuary of Chimayo. It's right, if you drive to Espanola and you take a right to go to Nambe, and then follow that road, it's about 8 miles down that road. You turn left after a while, and that takes you to the church at Chimayo. They have a sanctuary there on the side. Before you go into the church, there's a little praying area to the side, and I would highly recommend go into that room and sit quietly for at least 15 minutes and see if you feel anything, because for our family, that's an area in the world where we can consistently go and really feel like we're being filled up with the love of God, with the Holy Spirit, with the universe. The energy like that, it's really, really, it's very powerful. We do it often, and we take people up there because of that. And so, and there's places around you. If you're not in New Mexico, there are places around you that you have probably had the same experience, but just didn't recognize that's what it was for, or that's what was happening. And so if you can remember places where you're like, wow, I really liked the hike there, or I really liked this area where we had a picnic, and you happen to go there several times because you're like, oh, I love it here, and you don't really understand why, maybe, you know, you thought it was because it was pretty, or, and it might be, But I'm just suggesting, what if it is a place where you are able to feel God, you're able to feel the universe, you're able to feel the Holy Spirit? And if you are, then just recognize that place and use it as a sanctuary for you to go fill up the times that you're feeling depleted, that you're feeling down. That's the best times to go to those places. And then really do it intentionally, like take your shoes off and put your feet on the ground there, breathe in the air, maybe have a picnic there, just really, really soak in all that you can in that area. So back to talking about anybody who's suffering with addiction and feeling like they are separated from the higher power, from God, the Holy Spirit, there's some ideas I have for you. And sometimes what I'm hearing is this intense guilt when you are dealing with addiction in your body, in your spirit, in your mind. And there's this guilt, a feeling like you deserve to be away from God or Holy Spirit. There's like this lack of deserving. I think that's in a lot of humans, but especially those who are suffering with addiction, I see that as very common. And I speak to you now to tell you that you are deserving and God is right there. And I feel it so strong when I work on those who are dealing with addiction in their life. And I just offer you to try to feel it. It's harder for you to feel because you are not as connected to those feelings when you are struggling to get out of that pattern, that cycle that you've been in for a while, and your body can't really focus and your mind can't really focus. But in those moments, in those seconds that you can focus, I would just offer that God is right there, very powerful. A very powerful sense of the Holy Spirit. I always feel that in my room when I'm working on someone who's dealing with addiction. And I just want that to, I hope you can hear that over there, that you are loved and it can heal you even that one second that you can feel the Holy Spirit around you. So don't give up and keep looking for that. Keep looking for that healing energy and know that you are not alone. And go look for the podcast that I made just for ideas and helpful hints for anybody going through addiction, anybody recovering and needing some help or some support or love. I am sending all that, all those vibes to you. So go check that out. Thanks so much for listening today. There are definitely some people who have been interested in having a conversation with me about how to feel God in your body. So I'm excited to have these interviews pretty soon. And if you have any questions or that you'd like me to talk about, please just let me know. You can email me at ruthcummings.com and I'd be happy to go over your questions, or if you want to send me an email, that'd be fine too. You guys, I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will see you next week, same time, for our next podcast. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to Your Body Advocate with Ruth Cummings. We're so glad you've joined us today and truly believe you can live a pain-free, passion-filled life. To connect with Ruth, work with Ruth, or to grab your free ebook, go to ruthcummings.com. We'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. Until next time, friends, be open, include the unincluded, think outside the box, and spread love and kindness one smile at a time.